Mary Emmerich had a dream job for an introvert. All summer, she would cruise the island coastline of the Tongass in a kayak.
I would go out for about five days at a time, and a lot of times with volunteers from the community went out with me, and we would patrol the coast of Baranof and Tichagoff Island, doing things like checking out for guide permits, looking for weeds, invasive plants, looking for historical sites, inventory campsites. It was a great job. I really enjoyed it.
Emmerich still works for the Forest Service, but from her log cabin in Enterprise, Oregon. She's part of an integrated resources management team that plans projects around the country. It was a pretty quiet life until the University of Alaska Press released The Geography of Water earlier this year. Now she's seeing the business side of being an author that she knew about but wasn't quite prepared for.
And everybody tells you that, but you don't really believe it until it actually happens and you're like deer in the headlights. And that's how it feels like, because I think most writers are more on the introverted side of the scale. And so then when you get book clubs and you get people calling you, and it just is a little overwhelming.
Emmerich wrote the first chapter of The Geography of Water in 2009 and finished it just last year. But she didn't spend 5 years staring at a computer screen. At the same time, Emmerich also wrote nonfiction pieces, including the story of her life fighting wildfires, which is being shopped to publishers right now. Emmerich says it was a relief to shift between genres.
It's a memoir, so it's about my life. It's very personal. And so you're writing about things that make you vulnerable out there. So in a way, that's harder for me, and so sometimes I just need a break from it.
At only 186 pages, The Geography of Water is a quick read. The story revolves around a young woman who grows up at a remote hunting lodge, leaves, and then must eventually return to search for her mother. Like another notable Southeastern novelist, John Straley, Emmerich populates her story with archetypes, the hunting guide, the deckhand, and so on, but who aren't people will recognize. The book is 100% fictional, except for its description of the wilderness, the areas just inland from the beaches where it feels like no one may have ever walked.
Seeing how different people relate to the land is really different than they do in the lower 48. And so I was fascinated by it, and I just wanted to write a kind of love story to it, I guess. And so Southeast Alaska really is a character in my book.
And of course, you can't make up everything out of whole cloth.
Even though I don't name the town, and it's not necessarily Sitka, there's a bar in there that could be the P Bar, but no, it's left up to the imagination, just like the different bays. I do have a bay in there named Floathouse Bay. It is not the Floathouse Bay outside of Sitka. I just like the name of it, so I stole it.
Emmerich says she already has a second novel in the works. This one is set in Hell's Canyon, though it likely won't be about people from northeastern Oregon. Her neighbors in Enterprise won't have to worry about seeing themselves cast in fiction, Emmerich says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.